Real Business Owners.
What's up, Real Business Owners? Welcome back to the Real Business Owners podcast brought to you by Easier Accounting. Today, you guys got Trevor and I. We're going to be talking about the 10-day challenge that we're launching for the 10th podcast episode. You guys, this is just a great challenge to reset your guys' mind and get back into healthy habits, something that we're going to be doing with you guys. So we're challenging you to come along and do it with us. Enjoy the show, guys. What's up, Real Business Owners? We got episode 10 today with just myself and Trevor Cowley. I just want you guys to know Trevor loves this community, and he's just put his heart into trying to put something together that's going to help you guys no matter where you're at and what you're struggling with or what level you're trying to get to. And so that's what this is all about. Trev, what do you got for us, man?
Yeah, man, I've spent a lot of time thinking this one through, guys, so I'm going to go through a few different things with you today that's going to ultimately help you prime your day so that you can get more wins, right? A lot of people get up with the alarm clock and then immediately they hit snooze, they sleep in a little bit, then they feel rushed, and then they're running 5-10 minutes late to work. That's just not a good way to start your day, right? And so I think a lot of people do a horrible job of putting off getting ready for the day until it's like that last second where you know you can get ready and get out the door and still get to work on time, or you hit traffic and you might be 5-10 minutes late. But guys, going into the day, just literally getting out of bed and having to rush, getting dressed, getting in the shower, getting to work, that's not a good way to start your day. It's not a good way to live life in general, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I wanted to put together just a 10-day challenge to give you guys an inside look on some of the things that I do to prime my day so that you could, I believe wins follow wins. And so if you can figure out a way to get a lot of wins early in the morning, I think that it'll have a domino effect and ultimately benefit you throughout your day. If you're just kind of letting the day come to you, it's going to attack you, right? And so when you're getting out of bed and you're in a rush, that's the day attacking you, yeah. Right? And so I want you guys to figure out a way to get out of bed and attack your day before the sun comes up, right? And before the world wakes up and before it starts coming down on you and you've got to start dealing with issues or, you know, dealing with work problems or whatever it is. And so
I love it, man. I just before you get started on that, like, yeah. I know that everyone struggles with this at some point, mm-hmm. Because we all do, man. I mean, I know we have as well. Even nowadays, like, I like to try and get the gym and do that stuff in the afternoon because I do have busy mornings. But at the end of the day, like, I could get up an hour and a half earlier, and I know that the days I do that, my days are so much more solid. It's so much more productive. When I get up and go to the gym in the morning instead of trying to cram in the middle of the day, I do get a lot more shit done. And so, I'm really excited about this because I need to get a reset right here, yeah, as well. So,
dude, like, there's a lot of things that happen. I mean, even this morning, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You get to work, you're on your computer, yeah, you're dealing with sending wires or, you know, working with lead referrals and having to run to the bank. Yeah. And, you know, like, immediately when you get into work, there's so much shit that needs to be done. And if you wake up and that's what you jump into, it's easy to kind of have that bad day, mm, because you're just, so much stuff is getting thrown at us on a day-to-day basis. And those first few hours in the morning could be a time to, again, prime your mind, mm-hmm, so that it doesn't feel like the day's attacking you within 30 minutes or an hour of waking up. You're, yeah, already dealing with problems, yeah, right? And so that's kind of my mindset behind it. Guys, this 10-day challenge is mainly a morning routine. And I kind of want to go through this process with you and help you guys understand why I've picked each one of these items, okay? And so the first one is going to have to start your day with gratitude, okay? So priming your mind, right? If the first thing that you do and you wake up and you open Facebook and you see news and there was a mass shooting, which is horrible, mm-hmm, right? Like, I don't want to read stuff like that. And, yeah, and, you know, God bless all the people that got affected by that. And it's just a horrible tragedy. But to wake up out of bed and just start seeing negative stuff,
yeah, dude,
in your feed, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, it doesn't matter where you're getting your information from. In a lot of cases, bad news is what ultimately sells, right? So, mm-hmm, you're not opening Facebook to a bunch of good shit, right? It's always a problem or this. So you're priming your mind with negative shit,
yeah,
right when you wake up in the morning. I just don't believe that that's a right way to start your day.
I love this. This is something that you and I have always done.
Yeah.
Well, not always, but in the last year or so, we've been really good about this.
More, yeah.
But one thing I'll highlight on this is I had to trick my brain. So every morning, first thing I do is reach for my phone. And yeah. even besides the negative news, I have like six freaking emails of just things I need to start my day off doing. And now all of a sudden I'm in work mode, right? And so I actually tricked my brain. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is reach for my phone. It's like I created a trigger in my brain to tell myself like, oh, not yet, right? And then I go back and I do my gratitude, man. I do my five, at least five. Sometimes I sit there and think of 10 things, right?
Yeah.
But I'll sit there and I'll do five, at least five things I'm grateful for, and then I'll do about 10 minutes of just like visualization because I believe in that a lot.
Yeah.
But that's what I had to do is because it's kind of a hard habit to break. So you almost got to trick your brain to create that as a reminder. So when I reach for my phone in the morning, that is my reminder that, oh shit, I got to do my gratitude and my visualization.
Dude, it's kind of like, what was that, Pavlov's law? Or is that what it is? Where they ring the bell and the dog knows it's time to eat?
Yeah.
Right? So they're tricking the dog, right? You're ultimately tricking your brain that right when you reach for it, it says, hold up a second, pump the brakes. The world can wait. Give yourself 10 or 15 minutes for you and you only, and think about the things that you're grateful for, the visualization.
Yeah.
That's a big word.
But yeah, that's something that has helped me, and it does work. So for you guys that do struggle with first thing in the morning, like taking the time to do your gratitude, like trick yourself, man, into creating a new habit out of that bad habit. Instead of reaching for my phone, I created that as a reminder in my brain to do it
before I reach for my phone. Exactly.
So,
exactly. I like that.
Yeah.
Guys, this sounds a little silly, and a lot of you, because you probably haven't done this before, and it sounded silly to us at first, thinking about things that you're grateful for and writing them down and doing all that stuff. Sounds a little, you know, hokey dokey or whatever it is. But guys, think about this for just 1 second, okay? You always find what you're looking for, right? And what I mean by that is if you buy a, let's say for instance, you know, a white Yukon, right? You start driving around in it and you notice how many other people have a white Yukon. Because your brain is now looking for that, right? And so if you're priming your mind with gratitude and thinking about five things that you're grateful for first thing in the morning, what you're ultimately doing is putting yourself in a situation where your brain subconsciously is gonna now start looking around and thinking about other things that it's grateful for.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that sometimes I'm, you know, driving and I think of something, I'm like, you know, I'm really grateful for that. And I've never, that's never been me. Right.
I did it today, pulling in the gas station. I was like, man, I'm just so grateful that I don't have to worry about putting gas in my car anymore.
Dude, it's
all of a sudden
insane.
You start thinking of everything you're grateful for on top of the five things you thought of. You think about stuff you're grateful for all throughout the day, and it's powerful.
Absolutely. I remember the times in trying to scrounge up change and put, you know, $3 to $5 in a tank, and that gets you a couple days worth of
just till payday, man.
Just get me there, you know? Yeah. And so it's just those little things that you ultimately forget about that you take for granted on a day-to-day basis that somebody would love to have that feeling like you had to pull up to a gas tank and just swipe it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Just fill it up. I don't even worry about what the cost of, you know, a gallon of gas is. I think I said that recently. I'm like, I really have no idea the exact cost of a gallon of gas right now. I don't know if it's $2.90 or $3.10 or $3. I don't know. I don't look at stuff like that anymore because it's not a worry anymore.
Yeah.
But guys, priming your mind, I promise you, start your day with gratitude, and here's what I'm challenging you to do in that regard. I want you to go to your Instagram and go to your Instagram stories, and I want you to write five things that you're grateful for before you get out of bed or before you, you know, start your day, okay? And I want you to tag at Real Business Owners because I want to see all the things that you guys are grateful for on a day-to-day basis. And understand, this is a 10-day challenge. It's not something that you have to do for the next year, but, you know, I would challenge you to continue to do it after the 10 days of tagging us in the things that you're grateful for. I'd love to see that, and it would help me, you know, also be grateful for more things too, and seeing how just gratitude, just being around people that are grateful is, you know, it's infectious, right?
Yeah. So that's number one.
That is number one.
Gratitude, first thing in the morning.
Go to your Insta stories.
Put it in the stories.
That's you writing it down and visualizing the things that you're grateful for. It could be coffee, okay, in the morning.
Yeah.
It could be shoes. It could be your vehicle, your cell phones, the internet, technology, your house, running water, toilets. I don't want to take a shit behind a bush and wipe my ass with a rock.
Yeah.
You know? So there's a lot of things to be grateful for, guys, and it could be the small stuff. It could be big stuff. Yeah, I promise you, if you're looking for things to be grateful for, you'll find it. So subconsciously, your brain will start looking for things that you're grateful for throughout the day, and you'll start seeing the positive things within your life rather than all the negative things within your life. Because if we look for it, we'll find it. So try to look for the positive and be grateful for some of the things that we already have. So so number two.
Yeah, let's hear about number two.
Okay, number two. Guys, exercise. Okay, I'm a big believer, you know, in getting your day going on the right foot through exercise, getting any negative energy out, waking up before the world wakes up, get your blood moving. And the requirement's going to be 45 minutes, so it's not going to be that much. This is something that you can get out of bed, and I don't really care if you walk around your community or your neighborhood for 45 minutes, but it's a way to get up while the world's still sleeping and everything's still quiet. If everything's quiet, that means most of the problems that you have in your life are still sleeping or still quiet. The day hasn't caught up to you yet. And so it's a good, you know, like Kel was saying, you know, he works out in the afternoon, but there's probably 10 things that happen before you work out in the afternoon that you could easily say, you know what, I just can't make it today. You know, or it's easier to skip. There's not a whole lot of excuses that you can find at 6 a.m. because the world hasn't woke up. The problems haven't came to you yet, right?
Well, last time we talked about this because I was like, man, the afternoon is so tough because I get several guys wanting to come up and talk to me at the gym.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting emails and texts. And me, naturally, just in my – if I don't do things on the spot,
you're a problem
I will
solver.
Forget.
You address
like, I will – if I get an email and I don't reply on the spot, like I won't reply later because I get lost in all my other emails. Like that happens a lot. It's very rare I'll remember to go back and respond to an email. So then I'm like, man, I didn't get the best workout today because I was sitting there on my phone too much, or people were coming up and talking to me. And then when you said to me, like, dude, you need to get there earlier in the morning before everybody else, and your phone won't bug you as much. And it's true, dude. The few times I went last week in the morning,
maybe some
no
people
issues.
Will still
when
bug you.
We were
you
out of
the
town
gym,
in Dallas and Salt Lake, we got our workouts in the morning. My phone wasn't going off.
Exactly.
And my day was
I'm
better.
Telling you.
You know, morning workouts are better. I'll probably still go. I'm doing the 10-day challenge as well. But I probably still will go in the afternoons, but I'm going
to
get every day in
couple,
the morning.
Yeah, try
every,
to hit a
I'll get
couple,
at least a morning workout. I will get some 2 days in as well. So
no, that's good.
But it's true.
Guys,
it's more productive.
Absolutely. You know, you're again, the majority of people that you know in the world in general are still asleep at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, if you go to work at 6 a.m., wake up at 4:30 for 10 days straight. Guys, it's not going to kill you, okay? I'm telling you, just try something different.
You're good.
The problem with most people is they have such a routine that they become stagnant, right, within their life, and they're not trying anything new or testing something new. I'm challenging you guys to be open-minded to this wake up early thing. It's not something that I enjoy doing. It's not like I've always been a morning person, but eventually a shift will start happening, and you'll start looking forward to, you know, waking up earlier. What were you going to say, Kel?
I was going to say, I know when I was a young hustler, I had a graveyard job, right? And then I also had some
was
side
that Smith?
Stuff going. Yeah, and Walmart distribution, bro. Like,
oh,
I worked
dude,
in those warehouses,
guys,
right?
Yeah, those guys that do the all-nighters.
I didn't even work out back then, dude. Yeah. I was just this kid trying to provide, right? So, but what are some ideas we'd have for someone that maybe works a graveyard shift? Would they just go get their workout in right after their graveyard shift? It's still 4 or 5 in the morning, or would you encourage them to get up and go an hour before their shift starts, but their shift don't start till like 7 at night, right? And then they go till 5 a.m. or whatever, right? Whatever their graveyard shift is. I don't know if we have many graveyard shifters listening, but
I would
something that popped in my mind.
Yeah, no, that's good. I didn't even. You know,
would you suggest doing it before their shift?
Probably.
Even though it's in the evening?
Yeah, because the idea is to prime your mind before you go to work, right? Before you start your day. And in reality, you know, my wife's worked graveyards too and still does one night a week at the hospital. You know, she went to school for it. I've been trying to get her to quit for a long time. Those dang women just.
If they only knew our wives, man.
Yeah. They only knew. That's an uphill battle. I'd love for her to stop doing that.
Our wives don't have to work, but you cannot tell them they are not going to work, man. They're too independent.
Exactly. So, but yeah, guys, I mean, most people that work graveyards, I've watched her do it. You know, they come home and then they sleep, right? And so then when they get up again to go to work, that's kind of their morning, right? So if somebody gets off at 7 in the morning from a graveyard, they're probably sleeping until, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock, and then that's kind of their morning, right? So I would suggest to start their day the way that we're talking about.
If your shift starts at 9, 10 p.m., go at 7, 8 p.m.
7, whatever it is.
Get your workout in before your shift. Okay, I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, one of the benefits of this is you're accomplishing something before most people even wake up, okay? I don't give a shit who you are. It always feels good to accomplish something and get something done. Wins follow wins, guys. Winning's a habit. That's why you see people in the NFL or the NBA, you know, wherever they're going, they're winning, right? And it's because of the habits that they have. And some of these habits that we're going to talk about today within this 10-day challenge are winning habits. I don't know too many winners that sleep in until 11 or 12 o'clock, right? And then start their day. It really doesn't happen. Another thing, guys. This ultimately puts you in a situation where you are going to be more productive throughout your day. If you wake up and you're already fully awake when you get to work, you're ready to tackle your day at 9 o'clock if that's when you go to work, or at 7 o'clock, or at whenever you go to work, you're already fully awake. Half the people, I would say 90% of people, are still half asleep when they're walking into work with their coffee, still got eye boogers in their eye, you know, and are very unproductive for the first maybe 30 minutes to an hour until they kind of wake up and get into their daily groove. You won't have that issue when you wake up early and you're exercising. One thing that I want you guys to focus on, Kel just talked about this on the first part of the challenge, is he kind of reprogrammed his mind a little bit when he's going to grab his phone. He needs to kind of back away from that and then think about the things that he's grateful for and do the visualization. God, that word's getting me today. But I don't want you to focus on how shitty it is to wake up early, because usually that's the problem, is that, oh man, this sucks. And they live in that 5 or 10 minutes or 15 minutes that sucks getting up early, when you should really be focused on what you feel like after you get your exercise done. So if you're walking around your neighborhood, that last 3 minutes that you're walking to your house, or when you're done with the gym and you walk out, focus on the feeling that you have when you complete what you're trying to get done, because there's a lot of sense of accomplishment, and you'll start craving that feeling rather than focusing on the negative 5 or 10 minutes that sucks to get out of bed.
Well, dude, and honestly, like, it's an opportunity to conquer those little battles that keep winning you, right? Like, we all have our mental battles every single day. And you know what? It's something that needs to be practiced if you want to get better at it. Absolutely. So this is an opportunity for you guys to conquer that battle that's telling you to stay in bed. Every time you conquer that, and you conquer that for 10 days straight, it's going to get easier and easier and easier. Those mental battles, winning those mental battles, is something that is strengthened by practicing it.
Absolutely.
So that is a huge look at this as an opportunity to win those battles and start your day
strength.
Off right. Right.
Yeah, the mental strength that you'll get from it.
Right. That's one of the benefits. Like, you're going to get all these benefits from your gratitude to your working out early instead of putting it off. And then, but you're also getting the opportunity of winning those little battles every day, because you will get that mental strength boosted or strengthened by choosing to beat that every morning.
You could be 6 days in and it sucks getting, and this is 10 days straight.
Yeah.
Okay, 10 days straight, you guys. Yeah. There's no breaks. Like, literally, you're gonna, and this means waking up early on a Saturday. This means waking up early on a Sunday, because I want to show you guys, if you could stay in a consistent routine, even on the weekends, it's not that difficult to get up early on the weekday. I think what makes it difficult is the fact that if you have a routine where you get up early Monday through Friday, then you sleep in on Saturday and Sunday, you've taken a couple steps backwards, and now it makes it much more difficult to get back up early on that Monday morning.
Exactly.
But if it becomes a part of just what you do and that's your morning routine, it makes it much easier just to do a straight shot and continue to go.
Yep.
You know, some days I do it on Sunday and sometimes I don't. I'm going to be doing this for 10 days straight as well, guys. And I promise you, the mental battles, the discipline, sacrificing your morning, the discipline of being able to do that, the mental battles and the wins that you'll get there, just like Kel's talking about, will carry into your day, will carry into your life and other aspects. That's what I'm hoping for, is this ends up being a spillover effect where it affects them, you know, at 12 o'clock, at 5 o'clock, throughout their entire day, ends up being much better because they primed their day through these steps, right? Number three, guys, this is going to be a difficult one for some people. It was very difficult for me at first when I started doing it. Taking a cold shower once you're done exercising. This one's...
I've done this before, too. It's hard. You know, the first few times are hard.
Yeah. I mean, again, there's the mental battle of your brain seeking comfort.
Yeah.
That will be an issue, okay? This trains you ultimately not to be listening to your brain when it does seek comfort and for you just to deal with whatever it is that you're dealing with, because I promise your brain's going to, you know, throw out that big alert and say, get the hell out of here. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. But I want to talk about the benefits of taking a cold shower, so that you guys understand why this is a part of the six things that I want you guys to do to prime your day, okay? So benefit number one of a cold shower, you're obviously far more alert when you get out. When you take a warm shower, it's almost like you're more tired when you get out. It relaxes you,
right?
And so you're still getting out exhausted, looking for that cup of coffee. This is your cup of coffee. I mean, you could still have coffee after it, but I promise you, you're going to get out and be far more alert and awake than you've ever been.
Yeah.
And that's the idea. You want to get in the shower and rinse off and wake up, right? And so if you're taking a warm shower, that's probably good to do right before you go to bed, because it's going to make you calm and relaxed. And that's not what you want to really start your day. But that's not the only benefit. Okay, guys, when you take a cold shower, it actually improves your circulation. And why does it do it? Because it's trying to warm your body up, okay? So if your circulation is ultimately increased and you've got better blood flow, your testosterone, your natural testosterone will also increase, okay, because of better blood flow.
Well, that's why these athletes sit in their ice tubs after a hard game, and, you know, because it increases the blood flow to those areas and basically just
recovery too. It's better for recovery.
It speeds up the recovery. That's the whole point.
Exactly.
You know, and it helps them stay, you know,
injury-free with inflammation.
Exactly.
So they have inflammation and then better circulation so that they can heal. Right. And last but not least is better energy due to your heart pumping more blood throughout your body. Right. So if your body's functioning at a higher level, then you're gonna have better energy. You're gonna feel more alert, improve circulation, and increase testosterone. And that's also good for women.
Yeah.
You know, everybody obviously needs testosterone in order to have energy, right?
Well, and don't skip your workout, okay? Because it's more enjoyable to take a cold shower after a fresh workout than just, you know.
You can't skip your workout or else you're not doing the 10,
so,
right?
I don't like to get up and shower and then go to the gym and come back and shower. I like to get up, go to the gym, and come back and shower.
All
and then just start my day right
there. All of these things are pretty much in order except for the next one, okay? The next one's going to be podcast, okay? The reason why this is important is because it's going to stimulate your mind, right? You have to be putting new information in your head so that it can create new thoughts. You know, new thoughts could ultimately create new actions, and new actions can create new outcomes.
Right.
Okay. And that's the reason why this is, guys. And it doesn't mean listen to our podcast. I mean, preferably, that would be good. But no, there's a lot of good podcasts out there. Anything in regards to self-development is really what I want, right?
Yeah,
I want
you guys to go listen to some like political podcast.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean? Like,
none
it's
of
just
that bullshit
negativity
early in the morning.
This is about putting good stuff in your mind.
Yep. So, guys, Ed Mylett has a great podcast. You know, I can't imagine, you know, too many better podcasts than that to start your day, right? Especially with some of the guests that he has on. You know, Andy Frisella's podcast is pretty good. It might not be for everybody. You know, he's a little bit more on the aggressive side, which
I like it. Yeah.
You know, it might, again, it's some people might not, right? And so
Ed is a little bit different, right, in the way that he presents himself in terms of the way that he does his podcast. But I believe both are equally great. They just have different styles, right? So those are just a couple suggestions. And again, it could be anything, right? Anybody that's ultimately helping you prime your mind and in terms of the self-help side of things and making you think a little bit differently, right?
They're on the same wavelength as us. I mean, we do this podcast because we truly want to help business owners reach new levels. And so these guys genuinely put out podcasts to help you, and they're putting out good shit. And at the end of the day, like, that's what we're doing too. Like, we just want to help people. So we know that those guys put out good stuff for your mind, and highly recommend those guys to also, on top of our podcast, for you guys to
absolutely
tune into as well.
Guys, all it is just information, right? Somebody with no information in their mind can't really do much with their life. Somebody with more information in their mind has more options, right? Like, something that somebody says might trigger something in you that that you didn't even know that you had deep down, right? All it takes is, you know, we can all light each other's fires, right? And it's ultimately not going to take away from me to give somebody, you know, a new thought, right? Yeah. And we can all burn brighter together by building each other up and lifting each other up and challenging each other, right?
Yeah.
And that's really what it's about is if you're feeling accomplished and you're putting new things into your mind, it's so much more difficult to feel depressed and get into a funk because your mind's always spinning. The wheels are turning. You know, your new thoughts are happening, and you're really pushing yourself to try to find that best version. But guys, I would suggest to do this while you're exercising. You're going to be able to kill two birds with one stone on this, right? So you're getting up, doing your gratitude, right? Putting that on your Instagram stories and tagging us, five things that you're grateful for. You're going to exercise. Put a podcast in, and when you're done with your exercise, you should have your 30 minutes of your podcast for that day. You come home and you're going to be able to take that cold shower that you're looking forward to. Not so much, right?
No, the podcast is huge though, man. Yeah. Like, you're just, the subconscious mind, you guys, is so powerful. People don't realize how powerful the subconscious is. And by doing a routine like this and starting your day better and then putting good things in your mind, like, even if you don't see results immediately, you will start seeing results happening by just programming your mind and putting new things into your mind that are positive. It will start taking over your subconscious mind, and you'll start winning those battles more and more and more.
Absolutely.
You know, so the podcast is huge. It's definitely going to help you level up. It's helped us level up.
Absolutely.
I can tell you right now, when we started finally buying into the podcast and learning from
guys, when did we start listening to the podcast? It couldn't be more than a year ago.
Dude, it's been about a year.
About a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We've seen a lot of growth in the last year, just in us as people, but in our business.
We have a podcast now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I know not everybody that follows us is even into podcasts yet, because I get the direct messages. They're like, okay, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's common to us now isn't common to other people, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're listening to this, you're already on a podcast, we suggest to expand your horizon a little bit and try two or three other podcasts. Find what works for you. Find what stimulates you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll get value out of it. I guarantee that. But number five, guys, is start your day with a healthy breakfast. Now, again, I'm not talking about eating healthy for lunch and dinner.
We encourage that.
Yeah, exactly. You know? That's what I was trying to find the right words. Like, would I recommend it? Absolutely. You know, if that's a goal of yours, then do it. You know, like, I pay for somebody to make my food so that I don't have to think about that stuff, because if it's not planned, it's so easy to fall off, right? Yeah. Like, the easy shit is the bad stuff, the drive-throughs and, you know, things
every
like
time.
That. And so this whole challenge is about just your morning routine and, again, priming your day. Guys, the hashtag for this is prime your day. And so if you guys post anything about it, whether you're working out or exercising or listening to a podcast, and you put anything on your social media, make sure you hashtag prime your day so that we could check it out. We could see what you're doing. I want to be involved and connect with you guys because of this challenge. And that's kind of what it's about. Like, just because we don't get to see each other every day doesn't mean that we can't find a way to connect.
Right.
Right. Like, it's going to be kind of cool to know that there's a ton of us out there doing this same thing to try to find the best version of ourselves by priming your day and starting your day through with some of these things. And so, again, highly encouraged to eat healthy as much as you possibly can, but I want you to start your morning healthy for the next 10 days straight. And that's why it's a 10-day challenge. So make sure that, and again, I'm going to leave that open-ended, right? Like, it's up to you to determine, you know, what a healthy breakfast is. If it's a, you know, strawberry-filled donut, just because it has strawberry in it doesn't mean it's healthy, right?
Yeah, or, don't lie to yourselves.
Yeah.
You guys know there's no one keeping you accountable for this except you. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you guys, like, you're going to find out if you do it. And you do it 100%, you're going to not only see a ton of benefits, but you're going to find out, oh, this isn't actually that hard. Like, it isn't that hard to actually, you know, put 3 more minutes into your morning to get a healthy breakfast, right? I mean, rather than just grabbing some
fruity pebbles shitty meal
or going through a drive-through, like, dude, what, 3 to 5 more minutes to cook an egg and have an avocado toast with your egg or, you know, whole grain toast.
Whole wheat bun, like, or, you know,
a
whatever.
A few minor choices aren't going to take that much more time for you guys to complete this challenge, and you'll figure that out. It's it's literally not that much more work to have a healthy routine.
Guys, this is about integrity. It's up to you to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
You know whether you're doing it right. Like, if you're thinking about something and you have kind of a feeling, obviously that's not what you should be putting in your mouth for breakfast, right? We expect you guys to make the right choices, and that's what this is all about, going through those little battles mentally.
Yeah.
Every single one of these things is going to be a mental battle. It's going to be easy to be able to skip 5 things that you're grateful for. It's going to be easy to sleep in and not go to the gym. It's easy not to take a cold shower. It's going to be easy not to listen to a podcast or eat a healthy breakfast.
Yeah.
All these things are somewhat difficult to do, and that's the idea.
Yeah.
Right, is creating self-discipline and sacrificing an hour or two of sleep in the morning so that you can have a better day every day and maybe go to bed an hour earlier than usual.
You will enjoy your days more.
I guarantee it.
And you'll sleep better.
I guarantee it. Guys, this is that I spent a lot of time thinking this through and writing it out because I want it to affect you guys in a positive way. And so, you know, the podcast and some of the, you know, content that we put on Instagram, I know is affecting you guys in a positive way. We read all the messages and I comment back to everybody, and, you know, we appreciate all your guys' support. And this is a way for me to challenge you guys and help you guys level up. You know, me and Kel push each other to try to level up, and, you know, we're still trying to level up just individually right now and as business owners.
Oh, and the leveling up will never stop.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, every phase of your life, I mean, you want to continue to level up. But like Trevor was saying, it's easy to stay in the same routine, you guys. This is designed to just help you guys know that you can level up. You can change things up a little bit to impact your life in a positive way. If you keep taking the easy way of your routine that you're in right now, you will not see benefits and level up. You'll stay right where you're at. So this is just a little jump start, prime your mind, help you guys through the next 10 days to get into some new habits. But the real champions are the guys that after 10 days, like, you follow a diet for 10 days straight, are you the guy that's or gal that's going to say, okay, great, I just completed 10 days, and then you're going to go and hit the buffet and gorge or just throw everything away that you've been doing to prime your mind? Or are you like, okay, cool, what's next? I want to keep going with this, and what else can I add to level up? And it becomes a new habit, not just a 10-day thing, and then you go reward yourself with a bunch of shit. Like, the real champions are the guys that are going to do this. They're going to see the benefits. They're going to make it part of their day, but then they're also going to keep going with it, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, Joe Dispenza, the Dr. Joe, I mean, he said the familiar past is a predictable future.
Yeah.
Right? And so if you continue to do what you're familiar with in your routines, your future's probably not so bright if your life isn't bright now, right?
100%.
It's not that difficult to realize that if nothing changes, nothing will change.
Yeah.
And so all this is just a way to kind of shake things up a little bit. And it's supposed to be difficult. It's supposed to be hard. Are you going to get ripped in 10 days? No, I'm not selling you that. That's not the idea. This is about mental discipline and priming your day so that you can get more wins throughout your day. It's not a before and after picture type challenge, right? That's really not what it's about. It's getting up hours before you normally do, and it's getting things done prior to you ever being able to get things done before.
So you can be a more productive person.
Exactly. So
Last but not least, guys, I want you to give somebody a compliment on a day-to-day basis. And again, I still want this to be in the morning time. So I don't care if you do go to the gym. And again, speaking of the gym, this challenge was built and put together for anybody. You don't have to have a gym membership to write things down that you're grateful for and post it on your stories. You don't have to have a membership to go outside for 45 minutes. You don't have to have a gym membership to listen to a podcast.
Right.
You don't have to have a gym membership to take a cold shower, eat something healthy, or give somebody a compliment.
Yeah.
So I literally put something together that creates no outs, no excuses. This can be done by anybody and everybody. But again, the last thing is give a compliment to somebody every day for at least 10 days. And again, I want that to be in the morning time. Again, if you see somebody at the gym, hey, you're looking good, you're kicking ass, whatever it is, keep it up. Guys, building people up feels good, so both people win. If I give somebody a compliment and I can see them smile and it's brightening their day, you know, you could tell that they feel good about receiving a compliment, and it feels good to give a compliment and make somebody else's day. And so both parties win in that scenario, so why not do it? Why not build somebody else up? And it could be the first person that you see when you walk into work. It could be somebody at the gym. I don't care where you do it. Just try to do it as you start your day. Again, giving gratitude, giving compliments, eating healthy, exercising, putting good shit in your mind, being alert, taking a cold shower. All of these things are awesome ways to start your morning. And, you know, I believe if you do these things for 10 days, you're going to get value out of it. And you're going to really be able to look back and say, damn, you know, my level of self-discipline has increased a little bit. I feel like I've accomplished something. And that sense of accomplishment, I hope, does exactly what Kel talked about earlier, makes you want to carry on and continue to do this. I'm only doing a 10-day challenge because, and again, I believe anybody can do anything for 10 days.
Yeah.
And if you can't do something for 10 fucking days straight, you got a bigger problem than I can help.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, if you start this on a Tuesday, you're done by not the first Friday, but the second Friday.
Yeah.
You literally only have to, if you schedule it right, do it for one weekend.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that difficult to do.
Yeah.
And I promise you, your brain is going to start trying to figure out ways around certain things. Your brain is ultimately going to try to justify, I'm going to wait, I'm going to start here. You're going to start trying to be calculated in how you go about it to make it easier on you. And that's not what this little challenge is about. Some of you guys have maybe heard of Andy Frisella's 75 Hard. And I see that starting to be something online that's snowballing, and it's literally helping a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right? They're finding what they can truly accomplish if they really, really dig deep. And this is the JV version of that.
Yeah.
Junior varsity, middle school versus NFL level of a challenge, right?
I think people will segue into this if they really do their 10 days, they'll see the benefits, and then they'll segue right into something like a 75 hard. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm ready to do that. I know it's going to be a challenge just adding like those few things of 75 hard into it. But the 10 days is up, you guys. Reward yourself with keep going or level up and do something harder like 75 hard because you will see the benefits. Don't reward yourself by going back the other way, you know? So
how could you feel good about yourself not pushing yourself? It's almost impossible, right? Like, because everybody deep down knows whether or not they're being lazy, that they know if they could do more, right? Like,
everybody knows that they're capable of more.
Yeah.
Everybody knows if they're living up to their potential or not.
And let's be real, 99% of people aren't. I'm not even living up to my full potential, and I'm trying to figure out a way to do that.
Right.
You know, I'm scared as shit of speaking on stage. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been invited to speak on a few stages at seminars and things like that, and that scares the shit out of me. But if I can overcome that fear, that's another best version of myself. I'm getting better. I'm challenging myself. Yeah. I'm taking a step out of my comfort zone. And, you know, Kel's a little bit better about, you know, saying, let's do it. Let's figure it out. I know I'm going to be uncomfortable. Did you're more open to the idea and the thought of getting it done and getting it out of the way and going through the discomfort.
These last few presentations have been very uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm just willing to get uncomfortable because I continue to see benefits from getting uncomfortable and still pushing through over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And so that's, I mean, dude, it's just as scary for me as anybody, right? Yeah. I mean, taking a cold shower is uncomfortable, you know? But it's like, that's the whole point of this is like, we want to show you guys the benefits of getting uncomfortable and still pushing through.
Yeah. That's 100% what it is, guys. It's just, and what I say, I'm not saying it's easy for Kel to get on stage. It's obviously uncomfortable. There's still the same fear that I have, but he's just more open to saying, yeah, let's do it, right? Like, let's overcome it. Let's make it happen. And so we did commit to that, you know, it's called the Outlier Podcast Festival on the 13th and 14th in LA. Mm-hmm. I did an Instagram story about it. So if any of you guys are in California that, you know, want to come meet me and Kel or just go out to that podcast and shake our hands and out to that podcast festival and shake our hands and meet us.
Meet all kinds of business owners, man.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of cool people are going to be there.
But yeah, I mean, I'll be doing a little bit of a Q&A on a panel about social media. May get on stage with Kel on his presentation in regards to easier accounting and some of the tax stuff that we could help with. But guys, it's just getting uncomfortable. I promise you, you will not ever achieve anything great with inside of your comfort that you have now. And the idea is to figure out ways to do things that aren't normal to you so that you're getting uncommon results and you're putting yourself in a situation where you're getting better day by day. Now, I have six things down for the 10-day challenge. Maybe two or three of these things end up becoming a new normal.
Yeah, like giving someone a compliment, man. Like,
that's the easiest thing in the world.
Easiest thing in the world, but it will impact you so much.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're making a positive impact on other people. Why the hell wouldn't you do it?
Dude, that's one of the ways we keep our culture so great around here. Like, Trev walks around every day and gives everybody compliments, not just one person, man. Like, and we all do that. Everyone compliments each other here, and it's created a culture that everybody wants to come to and do great work, not only for our customers, but for other people around them and for ourselves, right? And that's something that's so easy to do.
It's so easy. It takes no effort.
It takes no effort.
To say, dang, dude, you look good today.
Yeah.
I like that outfit.
Yeah.
Dang, have you been exercising? Your arms look big.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care who you are. If you're trying to figure out how to give a guy a compliment, just tell him his arms look bigger. You know, we do it to Austin all the time, but legitimately his arms actually are getting bigger.
I know, dude.
And are you going to do the challenge, dude?
Fuck yeah.
You gonna do it? Okay, good.
He's already freaky sexy, dude.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't know why he's behind the camera. He should be on the damn thing. So Austin's our videographer. He's the one that's kicking ass on all those videos. But guys, the reality of this situation is you right now are gonna start thinking about ways to put this off and say, I'm gonna start this on this day. This is a challenge within a challenge. I'm challenging you, if you're listening to this on a Wednesday, to make sure that you start on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Because that is the first little battle that we're talking about here, is you're going to try to find the easy route to get this done and do it when it's going to be the least path of resistance, like going out of town. Right. Somebody might have a vacation planned,
right?
You know, within the next 10 days.
Yep.
Do it.
We were just on the road for 3 days and still got up.
We still got up.
Did our workout.
It's 45 minutes.
We ate our healthy
minutes.
Breakfast. You know, like,
it's you can find an excuse, but if it's important to, if it's important enough to you, you'll find a way to make it work.
Right.
And this is one of those things that I promise you'll get the mental benefits that I'm looking for within the challenge to give you, right? Like, I want you to become stronger mentally, because if you become stronger mentally, that will carry over in everything else in your life. If you're looking for things to be grateful for, you can have a better relationship with your wife, your kids, your husband, whatever it is, right? Your friends, your family. You're going to ultimately be a much more disciplined person to be around, a happier person to be around. You're going to feel like that you're accomplishing things, and you're going to stimulate your self-confidence. And that's kind of what this is all about, stimulating your confidence and priming your day.
Yeah.
So, guys, I hope you take this challenge to heart. I hope you tackle your mornings like I want you to tackle your mornings. And again, make sure that you're tagging us
Let us know. Let us know who's in, and then start letting us know your gratitude every day. That we love that stuff, man.
I want to see what everybody's grateful for.
Yeah, dude, have you seen that video going around of the kid that was born without arms doing box jumps? They were just like,
oh, yeah.
And the lady was like, you can do it.
And he was like,
I woke up that next morning. I was like, I'm so grateful I have arms.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what I mean? Nothing against that kid. I mean, that kid's doing, he's leveling up and he has no arms. There's no excuses. That's awesome.
He's pushing himself.
Yeah. Me and my wife watched a movie about a blind lady, dude. And I woke up the next morning. I'm like, dude, I'm so grateful. I have eyesight. Like,
and then you're like, I don't have it.
And these people are doing great things.
You don't have any valid excuse.
Yeah.
Because all of these other people are doing such awesome things. That's what helps
you realize, man. Absolutely. Like, when you find these things you're grateful for every day, dude, it
primes your mind to look for more things to be grateful for.
It does.
And, it throughout the day, you're going to be like, man, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I don't have to worry about $10 to get lunch or whatever
it is. I'm grateful I have all my teeth.
Yeah. A beautiful beard. You know, something silly that, right?
Little things like that, but you do.
I don't have to worry about a lot of things that I had to worry about 10 years ago, you know, and I'm grateful for that. But even the people that don't have much right now, there's always somebody, there's a kid that's slurping muddy water in some third world country.
Yeah.
Be grateful for the fact that you have clean running water. You know, there's things that are so simple.
That we take for granted.
That we take for granted.
Yeah.
We do. There was that guy that I met in the airport.
Yeah.
They came to the country at 17 or 18.
Yeah.
When we were traveling this last weekend, he was in the Army. He owns 5 businesses and also enlisted in the Army.
Yeah.
And he said, man, Americans just don't really know what they have available to them. They're not tapping into their full potential because they were just born into it and it's an entitlement thing.
Yeah.
Right? They just feel like that they should have shelter, that they should have food, that they should have this. And other people don't have that. So when they have even the slightest opportunity, they don't let go of it. They hold on to it so tight. And he was an individual that I got his phone number because I want you guys to hear his story. And I said, man, we've got a podcast. I want you to be on it. And so I'm texting back and forth with him.
He'd be a great guest. Yeah, he's really cool.
He owns a few 7-Elevens and he's got a couple other things up his sleeve. But God, it was just awesome to speak with somebody that came from nothing. Talked about having to figure out this whole U.S. credit system to buy things and this, that, the other. And now he has multiple businesses and, you know, enlisted in the Army because he has people operating his businesses. And he's still trying to find
ways to level up.
Leveling up.
Yeah.
He's disciplined enough to sign up for the Army when he doesn't even have to.
Yeah.
Right? He wants to go figure out how to fly drones and he's trying to continue to put good information in his head and challenge himself. And I'm hoping even after this, like Kel said, that you guys find other ways to challenge yourself. Maybe incorporate a healthy breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
And you have your cheat meal at night. And then you move into breakfast, lunch, and dinner healthy for 3 or 4 days. And then, you know, whatever it is, guys, just always be looking for ways to challenge yourself so that you can continue to grow and put yourself in some uncomfortable situations or difficult situations where you and your brain are having to face each other head on and you guys are literally battling it out and you start winning those battles against your brain so that when bigger battles start happening that you're a mental warrior prepared for those bigger battles. So get those small wins. Waking up early is a small win.
Yeah.
You know, writing things down that you're grateful for, that's a small win. Cold showers, giving compliments, you know, listening to podcasts. Guys, this is thought out and please have integrity when you do it. You know, do it as it's supposed to be done. Don't just one day skip the podcast or skip the gratitude or skip giving somebody a compliment. I want these 6 things done every single day for 10 days straight. No questions asked. And if you can't get one of those things done, then you start back over.
Start over.
Start over. You know, have integrity so when you get done that you don't have that little thing in the back of your mind knowing that you didn't fully do it the way that it was supposed to be done. You know whether or not you did it the way it should be done. So part of it is having just internal integrity with yourself, internal discipline, and the rewards will carry over, you know, tenfold within your life, within your, you know, again, your relationships, within your business, within your workplace. And
the people that do this with us, they'll see the benefit.
Guaranteed.
They will.
Guys, I appreciate you as always. You know, I love the community that we have on Instagram.
I would also ask you to go over to our Facebook page now that we're starting to be a little bit more active over there. Go mm-hmm. like that Facebook page. There's going to be some cool things happening down the road here on the Facebook side of things. And I can see your profile a little bit better on Instagram. Some profiles are, you know, private. And so, yeah, guys, make sure that you're supporting us on all platforms so that you can get access to the information when we release it. Eventually, new information will be put out on Facebook that won't be on Instagram and mm-hmm. vice versa. So make sure that you go support that Facebook page. We have got, I think, 28 or 29 five-star reviews so far on the podcast. I think it's awesome. If you're listening to this still, make sure when you're done, you know, go rate and review us, because that does help get more exposure for us. And it gets this information that we have to share and challenge people's thoughts and their mind. And, you know, hopefully we can get this out to a lot of people, and a lot of people can benefit from the podcast or the Facebook group or, you know, the Instagram page. We want to affect as many people as we possibly can. So make sure that you share, you rate, you review. And again, guys, we appreciate you wholeheartedly, all the engagement, all the support that we've been getting. It definitely fuels us to continue to want to try to level up into as individuals and come up with new concepts and ideas to help you guys level up as well. Make it a great day, guys. Kick ass.